Hello.
Hello, Coach.
How are you?
We're very good. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Terrific. We just got off a nice call with Andrew Luck, and obviously we've all seen him, how well he can play over here, and now you have too. What's really impressed you with Andrew going into this season, what your expectations are for him?
Probably the, you know, same thing that's, you know, impressed everybody else, including yourself, and, you know, guys just, you know, going into year two, I mean, it was fabulous what he did year one, but, you know, he's so much more comfortable and obviously has great command and of that huddle in the offense, and the guy's just unflappable, and he's tough as nails, as you know, and he can, you know, when things break down, the guy's athletic enough and strong enough and such a great competitor that, you know, he can, you know, extend plays and do those things for you, and he just wills his team to win. You know, he just finds ways to win. You know, so really pleased with where he's at, and glad he's a Colt.
He was very modest in terms of his athletic ability, saying he can't do some of the stuff that the younger quarterbacks are like himself are doing in the read option. That the read option's not his forte. Obviously, he's a great pocket passer, and he does have running ability. I mean, is that running ability understated?
You know, I think if you just watch the tape and what he's been able to create, you know, when things break down, you know, certainly we know we've seen it a bunch, as like everybody else has, and so we don't think so, just because we're kind of used to it now. And so if you haven't played against him, or you're going to see face him for the first time, you know, from a defensive opponent standpoint, then you might, but. Certainly, they see his ability on film and the way he gets out of trouble and the way he's able to extend. I don't think anybody's going to take or underestimate his athleticism.
You were coaching with the Raiders when Nnamdi first became a starter back in 05, correct?
Yes.
Have you been following him through his career, and what have you seen on what he can bring to the 49ers this season?
You know, I really, we stay in touch, but you kind of, when you don't, you know, play against each other, you know, for a year or two or whatever, you know, I've seen him on tape now, obviously, in preparation, you know, for this ball game and things like that, but, you know, Nam and I had, you know, we had it was a great experience for me, number one, just to be out in Oakland for a couple years and work for the late Mr. Davis and then have the opportunity to be with that old secondary. And Nnamdi, I mean, Nnamdi's a big, long, athletic corner. He's got the size and stature of those guys that are hard to find that can play out there and move like he can move. You know, so I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing him again, you know, up close and personal. And, you know, he brings size and length and versatility and athletic ability to that position.
Chuck, was the thought process behind hiring Pep Hamilton just to, you know, help make Andrew as comfortable as possible?
No. What we did was we just went out and tried to find the best guy for the job, and it just so happened that he had worked with him, you know, at Stanford, and we talked to a lot of people, and you know, Pep was the best guy again for the job, and you know, again, his you know, relationship and having coached the kid was just kind of icing on the cake, if you will.
And are you guys trying to play, you know, a Stanford style that they've had in place now for 4 or 5 years?
You know, when I came, got the job here, you know, our mindset from day one was, I really feel like and have been taught by a lot of great coaches that I've worked for over the years, that you got to be able to run the ball and stop the run in order to win at any level. So that's kind of been our mindset since day one, since we took over here. We're just continuing to, you know, stay with that philosophy and that mindset.
Chuck, did you get to, in your time with the Ravens, I know Jim Harbaugh, when he was at Stanford, would visit, you know, there with see his brother and be with the team a little bit. Were you able to get to know Jim at all through those visits?
Sure, he was, you know, obviously busy with his own job and things, but there was times where in the off season and